this is up to you, my friend. That's a long but you might awake to a brand new life.
Oh, Angela, you're cooking? Yuck. Okay, no angel food cake for you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Looks like an albino meatloaf.
Sam's getting her driver's license, so I made her a cake.
They're back and Sam's driving. This is gonna be great.
Oh, honey, it's so nice to see you glad for Sam.
Are you kidding? She's my ticket out of this burg.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Samantha, baby, you could drive my car, Mercedes!
Ta-da! Today I am a driver.
Yay! Yay!
Hey, Sam, do you think you could drive
me? Forget it, Squirt.
You got your license, but it didn't make you a better person.
Get out of here.
Ring, ring, ring.
All right, come on, Sam. Sam, you should have seen Sam. You should have seen her. She had the biggest smile I ever seen at the DMV. In fact, she had the only smile I've ever seen at the DMV.
I don't know. The guy that gave me my test left with a smile.
Come on, Sam. Tell him how you did. Come on, tell him.
Okay, are you ready for this? I got
100. 100. She got 100. Not one answer wrong. Not one. Now go ahead. Tell him what your driving examiner said.
He said
he wished Sam could give his wife driving lessons, and she's been driving for 30 years, huh? All right. Tell him what else he said. Go ahead, tell him.
He said I was the best new driver he's seen all year.
Oh, that's great.
The best. None better. I guess it's like they say. Like father, like Sam.
Don't you think it's time for the presentation of You Know What to You Know Who?
Oh, right you are, Angela, right you are. Okay, put out your hand and close your eyes and you will get a big surprise. Not you, Mona.
It was worth a shot.
Sam?
I daydreamed. I drew pictures. Oh, Dad, you're the greatest. I promise to get straight A's for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
Wow, I never expected to get my own car.
Geez, sweetheart, I never expected you to expect that either. That's why I expect I got you your own keys to the van.
Well, this is good, too. I mean, really, how lucky could I get? Got my license, my own set of keys to the van, and now we could forget about the straight A's. Life just keeps getting better and better, huh?
All right, sweetheart.
Asparagus.
A.
Brussels sprouts.
B.
Zucchini.
Z.
Alphabet soup.
Uh-oh. This can go anywhere. What was that?
It's Bonnie! Oh, and she's driving a brand new car!
It sounds like she's breaking it in pretty good, too.
This car is so cool.
Bonnie, my trash can!
I'm really sorry, Mr. Maselli. You know, they make rubber ones pop right back out.
Uh-oh, Bonnie. Uh-oh. Looks like you got a dent, huh? Well, at least you got your first dent out of the way, huh?
Yeah.
And your second. And your third. And is that squirrel fur?
So, Sam, you really like my car?
Oh, this is truly excellent.
I know, my dad got it for me. I woke up this morning, and there it was in the driveway with a big red ribbon on it. Is he the best or what?
Well, my dad's the best, too. My dad gave me my own set of keys to the van.
All right, now we both have wheels.
Oh, gee, Bonnie, that was real nice of your father to buy you a brand new car. Wow.
Yeah, well, he was so happy that I passed my test. He was about to give up hope after I flunked for the fifth time.
It took you 6 times to pass the driver's test?
Anyone could get really nervous taking that test, Ed.
But 6 times?
What do you say we go for a drive?
No!
No?
Well, you have things to do.
Things?
Stuff.
What stuff?
Stuff.
Well, I've got to get home anyway. Okay, well, maybe we'll go for a drive tonight.
Oh, I don't think so.
Dad!
Well, we'll discuss this later.
Okay, I'll call you later then, if I'm still allowed to use the phone.
Okay. All right. Bye, Bonnie. Drive safe. Samantha, no way can I let you ride with Bonnie behind the wheel.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I rest my case.
Dad, you are being so unfair.
I just saw Bonnie pulling out in a brand new convertible. Why is she dragging our trash can down the street?
I figured it out. I've had my license for 3 days now, and I've driven a total of 2 minutes. At this rate, I will have driven 17 hours by the end of my life.
Well, do as I do. Thumb.
Samantha Maselli, come on out. Have I got a surprise for you.
What, a monthly bus pass?
Come on, you're gonna love this. Come on. Come on. Voila! I was gonna tie a ribbon on it just like Bonnie's dad did, but I didn't have enough time.
Or enough ribbon.
What do you think, Sam?
Whoa, this is like one of those cars in Mad Max.
Yeah. Pretty neat, huh?
Dad, this is great, but I don't get it.
Well, I figured with my busy schedule, you'd never get a chance to drive the van. So if you have to be 16, which I'm not crazy about, and you have to drive, which I'm really not crazy about, I will feel much better knowing you're driving this fine American classic.
Sam, when I was growing up, all the coolest guys had cars just like this. I remember I went to a drive-in in one of these.
Yeah, I remember too, with 6 girls.
That's what I told you, Mother. But Johnny Hampstead didn't stop smiling for 2 days.
Angela, wow.
Ladies,
really?
ladies, do you mind? This is not your moment. All right, Sam, look, I know it's not small and sporty, but it's perfect for you for 2 reasons. Safe and tea. That's right, safety. Huh? And then, take this, get a load of some of these special features. This here is 2 tons of the finest steel that Detroit ever turned out, complemented by a heavy-duty, functional, yet decorative rear impact resistor.
Yes, Tony, and it's the same vibrant color as all the new school buses.
That's right, Angela. In my independent survey of safe colors, this one comes out on top. Then I added a 3rd, a 4th, and a 5th rear brake light so that people will know when you are stopping.
Or docking.
Which you'll plan. Get a load of this.
Whoa, look at the size of this trunk.
Hello, 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 hello. Hey, you could put Bonnie and her car in here. Huh? Come on, get in and get a feeling for your car. Come on. Okay, that's no problem, that's no problem. I'll just crank up the seat. But before I do, I have one more surprise for you. Idea, I guess? Mm-hmm. Your very own personalized license plate.
Sam's car?
Right, right. This way, from now on, wherever you go, whatever you do, everyone will know this is your car.
Sam, nice car.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of something. Wait, I got it. A banana boat.
Give me a break. I mean, a banana boat is not that big.
Very funny. Any more jokes?
Yeah, I got one. What's yellow, has 5 tires, and its own zip code?
Sam's car!
Okay, all right. Ooh.
Let me tell you guys something. This car is 2 tons of the finest steel Detroit ever made, complemented with heavy-duty yet functional rear impact resistors, and it's got 2 very important features. Safe and tea. That's right, people. Safety. In its day, this was some car.
It still is.
Uh-oh. Major hunk approaching.
Oh, I'm dying.
It's Brad Ellis.
I'm dead.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Brad.
Don't listen to those guys out there, okay? Let me help you get out of here.
Oh, that would be great, Brad. Thanks.
Control tower to Sam's car. You're clear for takeoff on runways 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
Don't worry, Sam. Like you said, you're not defined by the car you drive.
Oh, shut up, Bonnie.
Hi, Sam.
Hey. How you doing?
Fine.
Funny thing happened today. I was driving down 3rd Street, and I saw a car parked there that looked exactly like yours.
Really?
Well, I'm sure there's hundreds of those.
With license plates that say Sam's car?
All right. I park it there because I don't want anyone to see it. All the kids make fun of me. My social life is ruined, and I can't tell Dad because it would break his heart, and I'm dying here, Angela.
When the kids make fun of you, does your face turn red and your palms get sweaty and you want to dig a hole and crawl into it?
Yeah, exactly. How did you know?
I have been there many, many times.
But they never called your car a banana boat.
No, no. They called me a banana boat.
That's terrible, Angela. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I stopped wearing the yellow Toreador pants.
That's a start.
The point is, somehow you just get through these things.
I feel like I can't face those kids tomorrow.
Well, then, the best thing to do is to be honest with your father and tell him exactly how you feel.
What's the next best thing?
Attention! Attention! Another new accessory for Sam's car.
Dad, can we talk?
Sure, right after I install your 5-inch woofers and your 2-inch tweeters.
You know, Dad, I really don't deserve this. I don't deserve any of this. Especially the car.
Well, you do like the car, though, don't you?
What's not to like?
Yeah,
it's just that it's so expensive to maintain. I mean, just the insurance alone is like...
Is this a selfless kid or what, huh? Oh, I'm gonna get bigger speakers.
Sam, how long do you have to keep parking your car in Siberia?
My feet hurt.
Well, we could be driving your car if you hadn't smashed it up. You know, drive-through doesn't really mean drive-through. Wait a minute. Where's my car?
I think we passed it.
No, I could have sworn we parked it here.
Maybe this isn't 3rd Street.
Sure it is. I parked it right in front of this fence. Oh. Oh. Oh, it's gone.
It's like it disappeared into the Bermuda rectangle.
It's been stolen. Oh, this is terrible. This is awful. This is... too good to be true. All right!
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I have a $250 deductible, and you say the car's only worth $200, so if it's not found, I owe you $50? Oh, yeah? Well, you just try to collect. So last time I buy insurance from the Home Shopping Show.
You know, I bet they never find the car. And if they do, it's gonna be trashed beyond repair. Oh, and I really love that car.
It's all right.
Laying it on a little thick, aren't we?
I'm looking for a Tony Maselli.
Well, that's me.
I'm Officer Audette.
Come on in.
Yeah, do you own a 68 Olds license plate Sam's car that was reported stolen?
You found it?
You found it?
Yes, and...
Oh, isn't that great? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's smile time again.
Well, I do have some bad news. Oh. It was vandalized a little bit, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and whoever took it, man, they really messed it up. Oh. They put an old tire in the rear bumper. And a bunch of ugly red reflector strips on the side. Boy, I'm telling you, some people are really sick, you know? Here's where you can pick it up, man. And by the way, man, you really shouldn't park it on 3rd Street. A lot of cars get stolen there.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean, 3rd Street? You mean the school parking lot, right?
Not according to the report.
But wait a minute. 3rd Street is like 5 blocks from this. Oh, well, thanks a lot, officer. We appreciate your time.
Oh, by the way, who owns the Jag that's parked out front there?
It's mine. Why? I parked too far away from the curb, didn't I?
Well,
it's okay, really.
Actually,
I'll move it. It's okay, I'll move it.
What was wrong?
Nothing. It's a nice car. A jumpy chick, man.
Dad, let me explain.
No, Sam. I know exactly what you're going to say. You hate the car.
I don't hate the car.
You hate the car.
Okay, I hate the car.
How could you say that, Sam?
Dad, it's just that it's so big and so yellow and so big. Everyone made fun of me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Well, Sam, I didn't get you this car to hurt you either. I mean, and if you don't want it, you don't have to keep it.
All right. Thanks, Dad. You understand. Great. So what kind of trade-in are we talking? A 2-door convertible, 5-speed, what?
We're talking nothing. Brand new, 1989, nothing. Any color you want.
Excuse me?
Well, Sam, this car is affordable, it's safe, and it's yours.
But, Dad, you see, the kids at school...
Sam, there's always going to be some kids at school or some friends of yours who don't like your shoes or your shirt or your hairdo or your car. So, I mean, you can either accept what you have and be happy, or you can go through the rest of your life trying to please your friends. It's your choice.
Peer pressure, transportation... Humiliation, the open road.
The open road.
Embarrassment. Taking 30 of my friends wherever they want to go. Can we take off the extra brake lights?
All of them? Okay. It's a deal.
Deal. I got an idea. How about after we pick up my car, we go over to Burger Palace? My treat.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead in that tank. Now look, sweetheart. One of your spark plugs may be foul. So, in order to find out which ones, you have to take out all the spark plug wires, remove all the spark plugs, examine them, and find out which one is the offending plug. Okay? Then you clean them, reinstall them, put back the spark plug wires, and your troubles are over.
Or you could stick a pencil in the carburetor.